Hey everyone, welcome to day two. You know, something that I want to say right off the bat with you is that sometimes I really struggle with prayer. But I've got to tell you also that I'm so looking forward to digging in this year and really with my church family, growing in my faith, in discipleship, in spiritual formation in this area of prayer. You know, one of the things that keeps people from prayer is that they feel unworthy. Or some people just flat out say, I don't know how to pray. And let me start by saying this. There's no right way to pray. But I'll tell you what, the only wrong way to pray is to not pray at all. I want to encourage you today, if you feel unworthy of taking your prayers to God, that God sincerely desires our prayers. I will be going over scripture with you. I will be talking about the theology of prayer. I will be opening up, hopefully, some doors that keep us from a healthy prayer life. But for today, I want to remind you that you are worthy to go to God's throne room and to approach Him at any moment, regardless of what you've done, regardless of how mature or immature you are in your faith. It honors God when we come to Him. We'll be talking about different elements of prayer. We'll be talking about things that hinder our prayers, but hopefully through my example of showing you that you don't have to have it all figured out, because I certainly don't. My prayer is that we will grow in this area together. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, we know that there is an enemy who wants us to believe that we are not worthy to come to you, Lord, freely. And Father, I know that that's not true, but sometimes we have the head knowledge and the heart knowledge, but we just can't get ourselves to do something because we allow doubt to creep in. So Father, for those listening who have been walking maybe away from you or who have done some things that they feel shame and guilt about, may they right now today say, Father, I hand you my shame and guilt in return for me deciding to turn from this sin. And I know, Lord, that if I come to you and I confess my sin, Father, you are faithful and you are just and you will forgive me of my unrighteousness. So Lord, I just ask that in this moment you would remind me that I am worthy to pray to you. Father, for those of us who struggle with prayer, who struggle with knowing what to say, would you remind us that our presence is what you desire. We know that you're ever present, and forgive us, Lord, for when we're not. And so, Father, as we move into this year, I pray that you would give us confidence as we come to your throne room and talk to you as a friend. Go with me today, Lord. Walk with me today. And Father, would you put me in the presence of whoever you want to today that I can touch with your love and with your hope. And that's my prayer today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.